is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
As we continue here... Dale, are you changing your name again?
I can't even. It just happens the way it happens. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, I don't mind. You can have two names. It doesn't bother me none. So anyway, Dalebert slash Dale is here from AnarchyInYourHead.com. And we're here to take your phone calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. Now, I have not heard anything yet as far as what transpired today in Orlando. As we discussed in detail on Friday evening, a heroic man named Julian Heiklin showed up in Orlando, Florida to do some civil disobedience of the highest order. He was directly disobeying the written order of a man calling himself a judge and distributing fully informed jury association information, informing potential jurors of their right to nullify the law rather than just simply judge a case by it. That is, if they disagree with the law itself, they can simply say not guilty, regardless of what the evidence in the case shows. He was there on Friday to hand out that information in violation of the robed man's order, and they did nothing to him. Now, in the news reports that came out as a result of this, and the news media was there, video cameras from the local TV stations were there, print reporters from a local newspaper were there.
That's good. That sounds like somebody was doing their PR work.
Yeah, absolutely. They put the put a press release out in advance. They did a great job of covering it. And nothing happened. Now, the government bureaucrat's excuse for why nothing happened was because, oh, well, he didn't actually hand out any information to a juror. Because he didn't hand out the information to a juror, then it's okay. We're not going to bother anybody like that. As though the government bureaucrat, the court bureaucrats at this humongous operation, this four-city block large building, including the parking lot, where all contact with jurors has been completely banned, handing things out, holding signs, talking to them has been completely banned, as though they have some sort of a visual inventory of whether or not the person that he's talking to is a juror. Come on. Can you imagine being a government bureaucrat in a building that is this huge where there are multiple trials likely going on any given day and having some idea
as to who's a juror?
Who?
Yeah.
Just by eyeballing them as they're walking around the property?
It doesn't sound very likely, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
What you can do is examine the faces of and look for that frustration of someone who's had to miss a day at work and all that stuff, and then tell if they're a juror, I guess.
I don't know. I think there's plenty of frustrated people that'll be at the courthouse whether or not they are a juror.
Yeah, that's true. They're going to have frustration in their face for other reasons if they're for a trial, if they're actually the recipient of
that. There's that, and then some people are just showing up to pay their fines or pay their scheduled, because some people, they get it on the payment plan because they can't afford the hundreds of dollars at once, so they pay out more over time, so they might be there too. Anyway, the news, here it is from the Orlando Sentinel. There is an update, and I was hoping to hear from one of the activists that's on the scene. Maybe we will hear in a little bit. But according to the story over at the Orlando Sentinel, the retired professor returned to the courthouse to defy the no pamphlet order. But despite his efforts again, now for the second day, they decided they were going to wait the weekend out, come back on Monday, because they heard the court's excuse that, well, there weren't any jurors here today, so therefore we just left him alone. They figured Monday, there are lots of trials scheduled, we're coming back. And so he was there, according to the press release, at 7 a.m. this morning. He's 79 years old. There at 7 a.m. this morning and handed out flyers and apparently was again not arrested. So good news.
Well, what do you expect the bureaucrats to actually say? Well, we knew that it'd be a bad PR move to arrest some 79-year-old guy for passing out pamphlets on our court steps. We're just waiting for the young guys to come so we can drop a knee on their head. I mean, what do you expect him to say, I guess?
Well, I think this is great because really what this guy has done is called their bluff. This judge, this man in the robe, wrote up this official-looking piece of paper, an order that threatens anyone who, and I don't have the exact text in front of me, but we read some of it on the air when he actually sent this out, and it sounded to me like it was just any handing out of anything to potential jurors would have been
enough.
I'm
just curious. Do you know if he signed it?
Good question. I believe he did, yes, yeah, because they attributed it to the chief judge over there.
I couldn't help it. That reminded me, of course, of the order that everyone would have to stand in the King Court, but it wasn't signed by anyone.
So here's some of the excerpts that the Orlando Sentinel put in their article. Leaflets ordered that a prohibition of any leaflets or other materials to summon jurors containing written or pictorial information tending to influence those jurors. He also blocks anyone from approaching a summoned juror. Okay, so it all just summoned jurors. For the purpose of displaying a sign to or engaging in oral protest, education, or counseling with information tending to influence summoned jurors on any matter, question, cause, or proceeding which may be pending. Now, according to the story, the retired chemistry professor traveled from his home in New Jersey to the Orange County Courthouse to defy the order by Judge Belvin Perry prohibiting the distribution of jury information pamphlets to jurors. Once on Friday and twice today, Heiklin stood at the foot of the courthouse and handed out the literature. This man was not hiding in the parking lot. He was right out there by the front steps of this building, which encourages jurors to vote their conscience and to hang a jury with their votes if they feel so inclined, based on their opinions about the law itself. On Monday, that's today, he repeatedly handed the pamphlets to prospective or seated jurors. And on one occasion, he handed the jury rights information to a man wearing a juror's badge within a few feet of an Orange County deputy. Hoo-ha!
So the cops are just telling lies. The court people are just telling lies. He didn't give them to any jurors. And
well, I don't know if they made an excuse for today. It was okay. Friday when they claimed that he didn't give them to any jurors. And indeed, that may have been possible because apparently there were no trials scheduled for Friday, and they closed the court.
We don't want these people to work too hard.
Right, and they closed the court early because a judge died, and so they had to send all the bureaucrats home early.
No, God knows.
Because they had to go to the funeral or whatever.
Have to have a parade. This man served his country in such a fashion that, well, we had to give him six figures.
Well, he was protecting us from people like Julian Heiklin.
Indeed.
The act hand us information that, I don't know.
Seemed to be a clear violation of Perry's order committed right in front of one of the officials responsible for enforcing the diktat, but nothing was done to stop Heiklin's obvious defiance. And for that reason, Heiklin proudly claimed a victory. He said, "This is a win," after handing out the last of his pamphlets. "I'm not here to get arrested. I'm here to get my First Amendment rights back for you people." It remained unclear whether Heiklin would get sent a summons or a citation in the mail. Heiklin, an ardent supporter... Which is, that wouldn't surprise me.
It would not surprise me either. It's the kind of thing that they like to do. They don't want to be shown as the folks that would take down an old man on their front steps.
Right, because there's video cameras around, and as Heiklin pointed out on Friday, that may have been one of the reasons why he was not arrested, because the news media was right there. And again, these are people, these government bureaucrats are people, these aggressors are people who want to work with the cover of darkness. And when the video cameras are present, it makes them a little less likely to engage in the aggression that they might otherwise engage in. So if Heiklin goes away and the regular activists who are not as high profile show up, next week to do more jury outreach, will they have the same leeway? If, for instance, the local news media isn't standing right there with their reporters.
That's what it's all about. I can't imagine how it's anything else.
He says, "I was the jury for the judge, and I've nullified his order," says Heiklin. Perry issued his order in late January after learning that the Fully Informed Jury Association was handing out similar literature on courthouse grounds. Concerned about the integrity of the jury system, Perry ordered a prohibition of leaflets and any signage and any even talking to potential jurors. And so none of the Perry's language sat well with Fija or Heiklin, who has spoken out against governmental policies he has opposed for most of his life, has been arrested over 30 times. So apparently he has no immediate plans to come back and test the order. That's a win. It's incredible. Great job to Julian Heiklin and the rest of the activists who are backing him up. I know he wasn't out there alone out there in Orlando. If you were there and you want to share your story, 800-259-9231, or bring up anything you want, it's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You can join us over there and enjoy everything there free. And also 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves here. So there's much to discuss, and I'm still pretty excited about what has happened in Orlando with Julian Heiklin, who is a hero of mine. He is a 79-year-old man who has continuously violated and consistently violated various different government prohibitions over the years. The last couple decades of his life, he's been busily putting his butt on the line for more freedom. And I wish, I hope, that people out there who are listening and seeing this news about Julian Heiklin are being inspired by him, are being inspired to do similar things. This guy called this judge's bluff. This judge said people who were contacting jurors in the parking lot or anywhere on the grounds of the courthouse in Orange County, Florida, would be arrested, would be charged with charged with a felony charge of jury tampering, would possibly be charged with contempt of court. And contempt of court is like a magical power that judges have to lock anyone they want in a cage for a pretty much indefinite period of time. So we're talking about a pretty serious threat against anybody who's trying to reach out to jurors there. And this man stared that judge in the eye, figuratively, and Julian Heiklin won today. He did what I would say perfect civil disobedience. I mean, Mark, you're a pretty big critic of some of the bad kind of civil disobedience. Do you have anything to say about Julian Heiklin?
I can't think of anything about this that he's done wrong. As far as I'm concerned, it's your First Amendment right to be able to hand out pamphlets. I consider it a good form of communication. The First Amendment covers that, I think, pretty thoroughly. This is political speech. It should be the most protected speech. And he's doing it on government property, which means that he's paid taxes towards it, at least theoretically. The public has paid taxes for it, so he should be able to do that.
I'm a big fan of picking your battles, and I think you picked a good battle.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, if anybody's got a critique of this, I'd love to hear it at 800-259-9231. I suppose there's somebody out there who is just an ardent statist that would say, how dare he violate that judge's order? That man wears a robe. He's important.
Somebody out there will.
But for the most part, you'd think that most people who would come across this story, again, the Orlando Sentinel reporting on it, I think WSHTV out there also doing a report on this, the average person who comes across this report, how could they not side with Julian Heiklin unless they're just a total boot-licking lackey for the state?
I don't know. I mean, that's not where I'm at, so I don't know. It seems to me they wrote the little rules down. They made them clear in the First Amendment that you have the right to free speech, and therefore, you should be able to do that.
1-800-259-9231. Just a little bit more from Julian here at the Orlando Sentinel. He says, as of right now, we've beaten the order. Judge Perry now has to make some decisions. They obviously decided to not arrest me on the spot. Deputies did hand him a copy of the order on Monday morning, but they did not return when he resumed distribution of the flyers at about noon. Whether their inaction had anything to do with the cameras following Heiklin, he may never know for sure. If Heiklin wanted a revolution, he didn't exactly find one in Orlando, but perhaps the authorities' silence in response to his exercise of free speech was enough to keep this veteran tyranny fighter content, at least for now.
Now, see, I like that. I don't really like the take on it, that he, you know, maybe he wanted to get arrested and therefore he failed in that respect. I think that's totally bass-ackwards way of looking at it.
Well,
if you succeed at doing what you're trying to do, then that's a win.
It would have been a success for him either way, right?
Yeah, because
when you're on the side of good and you do civil disobedience against government, which is taking the side of evil. Now, I know the people in government think they're doing good, but they're not. But when you're on the side of good and you do civil disobedience, you put the government in a real icky situation, because on one side they do what they did today with Julian Heiklin, which is nothing. You know, basically dance, prance around, hand out their order, and expect that's going to, scare him off, which didn't work. So they didn't enforce their order, which makes them look pathetic. And then, or they enforce the order and arrest an old man who's handing out pamphlets.
In this case, it probably would have been a win in that situation, too. But it's not always, I don't agree that it's always a win-win situation. Because you can get arrested, and it can just fizzle and not get the... The right kind of attention, or raise your cause, or something like that. And again, I think that's why I say things like pick your battles and things like that. If I were gonna, for instance, if I'm gonna get arrested over doing civil disobedience, I'd like to be arrested for something like this is good, something like for a free speech issue, like trying to raise money for a charity or feed the homeless or something like that when it's against regulations or something, and I want cameras on me, I want the word to get out if that happens, and I want it to be for something that people can see it and go, and where it's black and white, the government is wrong on this. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely wrong, and it's using violence anyway, and that's the kind of thing I think that is a win-win situation.
Let's go to your phone calls. Chris is listening in Georgia to WMTM in Moultrie. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling in about the guy you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
I think you're doing a good thing letting people know what they need to know when they go to a jury trial like that. They
absolutely
have the right to vote there the way they want to vote, and whoever's on trial has the right to a jury of their peers, and their peers are the people that own this country, which is us, not the government.
You are absolutely right, sir. Anything else on your mind tonight?
And everybody needs to stand up, because this government's trying to take every right we have away from us, because they don't want us to express our rights and know that it belongs to us and not to those chosen few that wish it belonged to them like it does in other nations.
Yeah, and if you want to protect your rights, you're right. You do have to stand up for them, and that's what Julian Heitkamp is doing.
A right you don't exercise is no longer a right.
Correct. Yeah, it's like a muscle. You know, if you don't use it, it atrophies.
And that jury is another way that our forefathers gave us to walk in that courtroom, no matter what type of corrupt laws that these governments put up, and our peers can walk in with a person of this country that owns this country like we're supposed to, and vote for them to come home every time.
Well, I would recommend, Chris, because you're right, I'd recommend you check out the Fully Informed Jury Association. Go to FIJA.org, FIJA.org, and you can learn more about how to start up your own jury outreach there in Moultrie or wherever it is you are across the country. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's something that we do here in Keene, New Hampshire. They're doing it up in Grafton, New Hampshire.
They're doing it in Orlando.
They're doing it in Orlando. Oh, hopefully they're going to start doing it again in Orlando, because they had stopped for a short time after the judge's order came out, because again, not everybody is willing to violate the order of a man in a robe, because he has men. He has men with guns who will put you in a cage, and that makes it, you know, kind of difficult for people with a family, for people with a job to go to. But Julian Heitkamp doesn't have a family that's counting on him to bring home a paycheck and keep the bills paid. He doesn't have a job to go to. He's 79 years old, so he's dedicated his retirement basically to standing up for the ideas of freedom, or at least in this case, jury nullification. And he's on the ball, and I hope that he inspires a lot of people. Because this is great activism that it doesn't take a lot of people to do. Just have yourself a handful of folks to go out and do some fully informed jury association outreach. Bring some cameras along to make sure you protect yourself from these aggressors, because sometimes the cops will try something. And more coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Ring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including listening options. Yeah, broadband and dial-up versions of the streams, so you can go and tune those in. You can also listen to 94 wonderful radio stations across the country and talk to a program director today who gave me a verbal agreement, so we're working on getting number 95 here through the door shortly. Hopefully we'll be announcing that soon. And you can
kind of announcing it now?
I can't really say much about that. Northeast. The northeast. So that's about all I can say. Not New Hampshire. Close. Right. So, I don't know. It's one of the ones I've been working on for years, and they're finally coming on board. So you can help us make that happen. We'll tell you how to do that later on. But go and listen in there. You listen to our wonderful radio stations. We've also got a free day or satellite channel that allows you to listen to our satellite feed with no subscription fee, plus our webcam and our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about all that stuff and know that the biggest freedom-themed event of 2011 is happening this summer from June 20th through the 26th, and you could be there. We're going to be there. Dale, you're coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is what we're talking about. It's put on by the Free State Project. It is so amazing to go to this event. If you love liberty, you want to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival because, number one, you are going to be surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who get it. They understand. Almost all of them get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom, and you don't have to start your conversations with them by talking about the base level ideas of freedom. You can talk about more advanced stuff, nitpick on the
issues.
You've
never seen anything like this.
Yeah, yeah. It's incredible.
Unless were there last year.
Right, and the location is also incredible. The beauty of it right out in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's Rogers Campground. Same place as last year. The crowd is likely going to be bigger this time. It was bigger last year than it was the year before that, and we had over 800 attendees last year. Free Talk Live broadcasting the entire time this year, so all week long we're going to be there. And it is just so much fun. The weather's great because it's New Hampshire, so the summer isn't as bad in New Hampshire. It's not the hottest part of the summer either at that point, so things tend to cool down at night.
Yeah.
You get some nice contrast. Probably.
Yeah, it's usually pristine in my recollection. It just seems like, you know,
I remember... A little bit of rain sometimes.
Yeah.
Pristine means untouched by human hands.
Okay.
So the weather...
I stand corrected. Please forgive me. I do recall, actually, my very first Pork Fest. It was funny. I guess it was the time of the year and the fact of where it was instead of where it is now. It was actually at Gunstock. Mm-hmm. And I seem to recall it being amazingly perfect weather in the daytime. How about perfect instead of pristine?
Yeah, perfect is good.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah, acceptable.
All right. So,
pass.
So I just remember it being just beautiful in the daytime, and as soon as the sun would start to go down, this cold wind started blowing.
You need a jacket.
At nighttime, yeah, it was very cold at night that time.
Pair of jeans.
It seems like every time since then, it was much milder, and actually the nights were pretty pleasant.
So,
well,
come on up. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. We've been talking about Julian Heiklin, the heroic civil disobedience, fully informed jury activist. He was actually attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year. I don't know if he'll be there this year, but there are always interesting folks that are there to talk to, people that you've probably heard about. If you've listened to the show for a long time, a lot of the names in the Liberty Movement, specifically the activists here in New Hampshire, a lot of them are there. And, of course, hundreds of people are coming in from outside of New Hampshire to experience what it's like to be, number one, around these people. Number two, in New Hampshire. So, some of the things that go on during the week are bus tours. And, Dale, you went on some of these tours a few years ago before you made the move to New Hampshire. And were they important for you to drive around?
Yeah, it was very important the first year. I was glad I didn't keep doing them after that because I just was able to just enjoy Porkfest after that. But it was great, great opportunity to go out with some other people who were also interested in checking out these places with a tour guide who knew their stuff. And just get a chance to kind of get a peek at all the different places because I was thinking about moving very seriously and I wanted to see, you know, where I want to start out.
It's just an outstanding event. Go to porkfest.com, get registered, get the early bird registration price right now. It's $25. That's for the whole week. Now you got to add in camping, or if you want a hotel, you want to do that kind of thing, you can do that as well. But there's tent sites, there are RV sites, and hotel rooms, so you get the whole variety of staying options.
And that's the nice thing, though, because it is camping. It's much cheaper. It's a very cheap vacation, and
yes,
it's really fun. I mean, it just blows my mind every year. This is my big vacation every year, and it's my favorite part of the year.
Me too.
My best vacations I've ever been on, and it's also some of my cheapest. So
PORC, as in porcupine, PORCFEST.com. That's porkfest.com. Use our discount code. Save yourself 20% on that early bird registration. The code is Free Talk Live. Just run it all together as one word, Free Talk Live. And once again, go to porkfest.com to get registered for that. In fact, John Kurtz is with us, calling from Orlando, Florida. He is the guy, we talked about him on Friday night. He is one of the civil disobedience superstars that is down there in Orlando, has been out doing civil disobedience on his own now for quite a while, heroically so, because there don't seem to be a whole lot of other people, at least kind of in the civil disobedience camp, that have joined you yet, John, because it's tough to convince people to do this stuff. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, John, you were actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I believe, for the first time last year. Since we've got you here, what were your impressions?
Well, you know, I mean, you can ask my friends. I don't think a day goes by where I don't scream Porkfest baby or something like that. And something cool happens. So it's almost become like an adjective, a verb, and a let's go party phrase. So, you know, we'll all be back up there. We love Porkfest. There's really nothing like it. You can't even... You guys explaining about it, you can't even do it justice, the feeling you get surrounded by so many just brilliant liberty minds. It's really quite incredible.
Did you find any inspiration from Porkfest? Because it seems like after Porkfest, all of a sudden Orlando broke out onto the scene of places where things are happening. I mean, there was always stuff going on in Austin and Phoenix, but just it was like after Porkfest when you guys were there and then you went back and then all of a sudden you started going out and doing this civil disobedience activism. Was there some level of inspiration there too?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you can't help but be inspired, surrounded by so many great people. I mean, that was actually the first time I met Julian Hoechlin, was at Portfest, watching the panel on Fiji and everybody's different techniques. And that's really what made us here in Orlando decide we really have to step up the Fiji and really start making that happen. So, I mean, that was a big thing. And, of course, just in general, a lot of the things you do in Keene, the different kind of civil disobedience stuff, it really inspired us. And a lot of us got out there and said, you know, what's the best civil disobedience acts that we can do that will give us the best, you know, the best PR and really try to advance the ideas of liberty and the ideas of just civil disobedience in general, because I think people need to know that you can break bad laws if they're unjust. You can break them, and if you do it in the right way, in the right context, with the right you know, public relations spin on it, you're usually going to be successful. So that's really what we've been trying to focus on here.
Yeah, one of the first things you did was violated the homeless feeding ban, where the city council had banned feeding the homeless. Was in two blocks of the city hall?
Two miles.
Oh, 2 miles. Okay, I couldn't recall which one it was. 2 miles within city hall. You went out, you did it on the front steps of city hall.
That's funny. That's the example I used for one of the things that I thought would be a good battle to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had a couple really good instances down
there. Hard to argue with that one.
Yeah, kudos to you guys. I think you picked a really good thing to disobey on.
So now today, Julian Hoechlin, as we explained, came back. He stayed in Orlando, I guess, over the weekend. Was out there on Friday at the courthouse, violating this judge's order to not hand out information to potential selected jurors. The court claimed the reason they didn't arrest him was because he didn't actually hand any information to jurors. So to kind of re-up the ante, Julian came out again bright and early this morning and actually did hand out information to jurors, because apparently there weren't any around on Friday. So again, just staring down this judge, so to speak, figuratively, and they did nothing to him. And I presume you were there to see it all happen.
Yeah, I was there, and you know, they make this claim that on Friday that he didn't hand any to actual jurors, and I really don't. I think that's kind of a nice little PR spin. I think the reason I didn't do it on Friday is because we had every local news station, TV station, newspaper, radio, all there giving him interviews and with video cameras, watching what's going on and recording it. So I think that's really why you know, he wasn't arrested on Friday, and I think that's probably in a big way why he wasn't arrested today. Because today, there was no question. There was people's jurors badges, summoned jurors.
Absolutely.
All over the place.
He nailed it today. Can you hang on with us for a bit, John, and talk some more about this? All right, hang on. We'll get more from John Kurtz. He was actually on the ground today with Julian Hoechlin as he violated this judge's order and got away with it. It's Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up and coming man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring, and children 1200 admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
D. you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. We got different stuff like the news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can sign up for our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter or Facebook or do them all. Go to news.freetalklive.com and you'll find that it's all free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. The graduates have gone on to places such as ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Cato Institute, and more. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. You got to sign up there to receive the updates and the reminders. It's a great opportunity for somebody who's in college that has a liberty mindset to, you know, even if you don't intend to go on to this in a career, imagine what this looks like on a resume. It certainly looks better than working at the local grocery store during the summer or the mall. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. John Kurtz is with us on the line from Orlando to kind of give us an inside scoop as to what happened today as Julian Heiklin was again, I guess, in a stare-down contest with a man in a robe who had issued an order several weeks ago saying that no one was allowed to distribute information to jurors at the Orange County Courthouse Complex, which is a huge facility that occupies approximately 4 city blocks. And you were not allowed, according to the judge, to be anywhere on that piece of property, whether it's in the parking lot or standing outside the building or inside. You're not allowed to hand out information to jurors. You're not allowed to talk to jurors. You're not allowed to look at jurors. I mean, he just really put down this very intimidating order, threatening people with felony charges of jury tampering, threatening people with contempt of court if they came and they did this. And Julian Heiklin came, and he did it on Friday, and they said, well, we're not going to arrest you because there aren't any jurors here. And so So he came back this morning when there were definitely jurors there and handed out this information and definitely handed out the information to known jurors, including a man wearing... Oh, I'm sorry, your mic was turned off. I apologize.
With badges on.
Yeah, with an actual juror badge identifying them. And he did it in front of... a law enforcement officer who should have, you know, followed the judge's so-called order and arrested him, but didn't. And John, was it just Julian who was handing these out, or were you backing him up too, or were you just there to watch the fun?
It was just Julian handing them out. We had some other people there in support roles, you know, folding the flyers for them, handing them. I was there really mainly with a video camera, making sure that if anything happened, I got it on tape. We've been fighting this a couple ways. I was on your show about a month ago when the judge first issued this ridiculous order, and you know, my feeling was we're not going to let this stand one way or another. We're going to beat this. We're going to attack it from all angles. As you guys know, the ACLU and a very nationally known first rights attorney, Lawrence Walters, has taken up the case on behalf of FIJA. So I think that was a really important step. But I think at least as important is the civil disobedience and PR. Sort of aspect of it, and that's really what we accomplished over the past couple of days, because now, you know, now the judge is going to have to make a decision now. You know, when am I going to enforce this? If not now, when? Mm-hmm. And there's not only the legal precedent of if he enforces it in the future, but didn't with Julian, it's a selective enforcement, but there's also sort of the public perception of why are you arresting this guy? I thought this was fine. This guy went out there three times in a row and was not arrested. So I think we really got them in a really good spot, attacking them from all angles, and we're going to win this here in Orlando.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you make a great point about the civil disobedience. And it was one of the things I was disappointed with the Fully Informed Jury Association speaking out against the civil disobedience, as I understood it. They didn't want anybody to get arrested. It's not because they were against civil disobedience. They just don't want people to get arrested in the name of their organization.
Yeah, and I can understand where they're coming from. The attorneys I consulted with and the attorneys that are actually now on the case, it sort of hinted that if there was somebody that was arrested over this, you know, and he ended up going to trial for whatever reason over this, the lawsuits that were putting into place would be held up because they need to see what's going to happen with the criminal side first. So it's very understandable where FIJA was coming from with this, but I think we were very careful. I think FIJA was very clear in disassociating themselves directly from this. The pamphlets that we handed out were, they didn't say FIJA on them.
Really?
So I think we were very careful. It was the same basic information, but just didn't say FIJA on them. So I think we were pretty careful to make sure we didn't, you know, cut off our nose to spite our face here and just had all angles covered without hurting each other's efforts. So
plus
I think it was important.
Yeah, and it's a great another example of how important civil disobedience is to bring attention to an issue. Look, I know that the people out there doing politics and working within the system want to have news reports about what they're doing, but it's not as sexy filing a lawsuit. It's not as sexy filing a lawsuit about, you know, an order that has been filed in a court. That's just paperwork.
Yeah.
You get a guy out on the street who's actually doing something, that gives the cameraman something to shoot. It gives them someone to interview, and whether or not someone gets arrested, it's still a much more interesting story.
Yeah, we had a few good stories in some different local news publications when ACLU did back FIJA and did file these petitions against Judge Perry. But, you know, Julian Heichlin has been on the front page of the Orlando Sentinel for the past 3 days.
Wow.
He's going to be the front page tomorrow. And that's a big deal.
It's a big paper.
And this is what it's really all about. I mean, it's about getting the message out there to as many people as possible, people that are now going to look into jury's rights and jury nullification,
yep,
look into Julian Heichlin, look into civil disobedience and things like that. And I think that's really the ultimate goal, to expose as many people as possible to, you know, liberty. So,
absolutely right. So what's
happy with what happened.
Well, okay, so what's next for Orlando? I mean, obviously this is a big victory today, but Julian Heichlin doesn't live there, and he's not going to consistently continue to go out and violate this ban. He's probably going back home to New Jersey or going to continue his tour of doing outreach at federal courthouses and getting arrested for it. So are you guys going to step back up and take in, you know, continue the role of handing out this information?
It's not 100% clear if we're going to jump, if some of us as individuals are going to decide to jump right back into it. Personally, I have some things I can't really do right now. I have a felony that I need to go to court for very soon.
What was
so
that?
I need to kind of stay on the back. It's an assault on a police officer. It's completely made up. It was during a Top Watch event when the police officer assaulted me, stole my camera, and threw me in a cage. So that was unfortunate. But still, it's a serious charge, and I need to take it seriously, unfortunately.
This is why numbers are so important, because eventually somebody like you, John, or myself, or somebody else who's going to put ourselves out there doing civil disobedience, we end up getting loaded up with charges, and at some point, you're out on bail, and if you get arrested again, you go into jail, and you can't take care of anybody.
You can't sit there for months.
You can't do your work. You can't get anything done, and you and I are both people that have other things that we do. We're not just 100% of our time doing civil disobedience, so I totally understand where you're coming from, which is why it's important to have new people coming into the movement, and like we have here in New Hampshire, new people joining in and getting active to kind of have another wave, so to speak, of civil disobedience after the initial folks end up getting too many charges.
And before Julian had made the decision to come down, at which point our plans changed a little bit, there was some talk amongst the activists of having 10, 15, 20 people out there all handing out this information and really just having a group out there big enough to really be reckoned with.
That'd be awesome.
If they're going to arrest one of us, why that one person? If they're going to arrest all of us, that's quite the spectacle.
Yep.
So to really limit their options. So maybe that's something we will bring back into play. I know one of the things I really want to do is start handing out the don't take the plea and don't pay the ticket brochures all over the place personally, because I kind of, in my spot, at least for the next month or so, I feel a little safer doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, we're going to keep fighting it.
I know how it is, man. Even though you've got charges on your record, you still want to get out there and you still want to get active. And so I'm still out every single day doing the don't take the plea. Well, not every day, but I'm out every Monday morning. And then others do it on a couple of the other days during the week, but doing don't take the plea deal outreach. And that's a great kind of counter, because you're still doing outreach at the court. You're still doing outreach that's going to throw a wrench to some extent into the system. The ideas are very dangerous to the system, but you're not outreaching to jurors. The don't take a plea deal outreach is outreach to anybody that's a victim of this tyrannical system that's coming into to go to an arraignment. So if the judge has said you can't hand out plea deal, or you can't hand out fully informed jury information, you show up with the don't take the plea deal flyers and you still are ruining that judge's day.
I think it's a perfect another example of how government regulations don't really help anybody, because, okay, you can't do this one thing. Okay, I'm going to do something that's going to take you off 10 times as worse. So, it should be pretty interesting. We're going to do that. And hopefully people keep on with the jury information. I think it's very important.
You guys are doing great work down there, John. Keep us in the loop, will you?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call tonight. That's John Kurtz from Orlando. And shoot, I should have asked him for a website. I know they've got the homeless thing. There's a website for that. But anyway, maybe next time. 800-259-9231. You can find him on Facebook. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.